This is Dr. Dava continuing to dictate consultation on Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, last name Lay, L-A-Y. Date of birth is December 18, 1951. Patient seen for Denton State Supported Living Center and for Dr. Aguirre, A-G-U-I-R-R-E. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Aguirre, thank you for this referral. Patient seen, chart reviewed, consultation is as follows. New paragraph. The patient is here for evaluation of anemia and recently discovered nucleated RBC in peripheral smear. Symptoms, patient does not communicate. Past medical history, patient has history of intellectual disability. He also has history of intermittent explosive disorder for which he is on Keppra. He has history of iron deficiency anemia, most likely from internal hemorrhoids as well as from GERD. Patient also has idiopathic epilepsy and epileptic syndrome. New paragraph. Physical exam, he is in a wheelchair, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, no murmur, abdomen soft, obese, extremities no edema. His lab is WBC count 14.7, hemoglobin 11.4, hematocrit 36.0, RDW 15.4, platelet count 245. He has neutrophil 84%, lymphocyte 10%. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, anemia and nucleated RBC on peripheral smears, most likely secondary to reactive bone marrow from Keppra and associated iron deficiency as well. Recommendations, no specific treatment at this point and no further workup might be needed at this point. Continue iron supplement, follow up in 2 months with CBC and iron studies. Thank you. This is a consultation on Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y. Lay copy of this may be sent to Dr. Aguirre at Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you.